the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, everybody. Specials Podcast is back. Strictly Come Dancing starts this week. X Factor continues. We'll have a little chat about a couple of awards, but there's a long way to go before the RIBA Sterling Prize is awarded, the Man Booker Prize and the Emmy Awards. We thought the Emmy Awards were last weekend. We were wrong about that. Myself, Lee Phelps, and Reality Rob Dixon. How you doing, sir?
Strictly doesn't start this weekend.
Is it not this weekend?
No, it's next weekend.
I thought it said on the website it starts this weekend.
No, the clue is in the number 27 there, next to September. Next Friday.
Should I start that again?
No, I think we should carry on. Please, let's carry on, because you've cocked it up.
Saturday, 6:50.
Well, that's wrong.
See? That's what I'm going. Can you just point out to the listener that on our website it says resume Saturday at 6:50?
That's not my department.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not blaming you. As long as I'm not, you know.
As long as I don't get the blame.
I took it on face value. We can talk about it, though, because some of the videos have been released, haven't they?
They have.
Before we do that, Rob, I've got... you don't know anything about this, but the wedding music has been a source of some consternation for you, hasn't it? It's been tricky to pick the wedding music.
I'd like to say it's also... I'm not having that.
I have got hold of Rob's wedding music, believe it or not. Here we go.
You've got a divorce lawyer.
That's harsh. That's harsh from Cowell, isn't it?
That is harsh. Absolutely.
And I said one message from Rob Dixon, and that's what he gave me.
Exactly.
Can you believe it? Like that?
That's really good.
That's what you're going to walk into the church to. You don't know that.
Can we not have that
as the intro?
As the intro every week?
I think we might get in trouble if I played it more than once.
We don't have to play the Cowell bit, do we?
No, any of it.
We're not allowed.
Well, you know, you don't want to get in trouble, do you? I like our music.
No one listens to the podcast.
Okay, fine.
Allegedly.
So, yeah. So it's the wedding special. Rob's getting married on Sunday. You won't be watching X Factor on Sunday night, I presume.
Well, we've got a big screen, so it's either that. Yeah, we'll probably end up having a bit of X Factor on. Yeah.
Good. Very nice. Well, let's have a look at... What should we do first? You choose. It's your show.
Oh, let's do X Factor.
Okay. Last week, we saw a few more contestants. It's funny, isn't it, watching the X Factor now, Rob? Because you watch the episode, and you've already seen all the acts on video. You know, Abby Alton, I've already seen about three or four times. Yeah. We've got three co-favourites now. Abby Alton, 11-2, she is. So is Melanie McCabe, and so is Tamira Foster. Nicholas McDonald, all the noise was about him last weekend. He was the 16-year-old lad who didn't really impress too much at the audition stage. And then when he went in front of the live audience, everyone lapped him up. 7-1 here. Sam Bailey still sticking around. Single-figure prices, 9-1. She was the prison officer from week one. Next of kin, the slightly older boy band, who remind me a lot of that band who were in the other year, who had the Richard Gere lookalike, whose name I always forget.
Times Red.
Next of kin, yeah, they were very good, but it's quite noticeable on the Sunday night how little of their live audition was shown. Brick City, which is just a weird name.
Brick City,
I don't get that.
Name, yeah.
14-1. Remind the listeners who Brick City are. Brick City are one of the groups rumoured to be in the
four-piece, I think, in the 12.
Yeah, one girl and three guys.
Yeah.
Which has been kind of a nice formula, hasn't it, over in reality shows?
Are they urban?
If you want to stereotype people.
I'm not stereotyping, I've just asked the question, were they that urban band that were on last week?
Kingsland are 16-1. Now, Kingsland are interesting.
I like them.
Yeah, they were pretty good, weren't they? They were the ones who came on all bouncing in, like, you know, like a bit of a crazy boy band.
Yeah,
they reminded me a bit like a male version of
Little Mix.
Yeah, Little Mix. That's what they reminded me of. They're 16-1. The next new betting, Rough Copy, same price. There's rumours about visa problems.
The rumours we've got is that they've the same bloke who got rejected a visa last year. Obviously,
you mean there's someone come back again?
We've come back
again.
Well,
there's not many of those this year, is there?
It's the given thing. At one stage, I thought this was last year's prices. But
moaning about repeats. Is that what,
I believe they are going now as a duo to the next stage of the competition.
Right. Giles Potter, I really liked him. He was a 16-year-old lad who was kind of a bit like, hi, 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 a bit like Cliff Richard. Like modern.
He's got to change
Cliff
his name now, hasn't he? There aren't too many names.
Name.
Giles Potter.
20-1 he is. Yeah. Hannah Barrett, 20-1. She's been drifting ever since. She was a single figure.
She was
price.
Single figures at the beginning.
Yeah, Hannah Barrett. Stephanie Woods, 20-1. And 22-1 and bigger than the rest. Don't really need to talk about any of the others, I don't think. Do we? I say that. Last year's winner was amongst this lot.
Yeah, last year's winner was amongst this lot. And there are rumours of at least one or maybe two of those that have made it to the live shows.
Anything to report in terms of money for anyone or any other bets?
No, money's been very quiet. We obviously laid Tamara after that first week show, and it's just getting in. Next of kin was the big movers of the week.
But rumoured not to have made it through.
Rumours not to have made it through, but it's a tricky one because
you would imagine they would, because Gary Vaile seemed to really like them, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we've come down to the fact that they were gigging and performing last weekend,
yeah,
which is normally the idea that they haven't got through. Now, the rumours this morning, we're going to see another one of these third-time lucky people this weekend in the shape of Joseph Whelan. And the rumours I had was that he was nailed on for a live show slot as well.
Right.
But now there's rumours that this weekend that he's gigging and he's promoting his album that's coming soon. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the guy who had the sun. He had a tattoo and he had the sun that he used as a bit of a... what did he use it as? His son. Kind of, he's like an emotional thing. I'm a dad.
An emotional attachment.
I think his son actually came out on the
Like
I said,
I've got children as well. Well, child.
Yeah, but that's...
His missus is quite nice.
Yeah, she is. He's not an unattractive guy, though, is he? So you'd expect him to have... She looks a little bit like Rachel Riley.
Was
it just me thinking
like
that
Rachel
everyone
Riley.
Looks a bit like Rachel Riley? Could be the case, if I'm being honest. Okay. Not much to bet on, really, at the minute. I mean, yeah, you're taking a bit on trust, aren't you? Unless you've got that list and you want to rely on that list. That's been taken off the forums.
On trust. The running order now is that this is the last week of the auditions.
Yes, it is. Which is, I like that because it does drag on a bit usually, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe the change of format is good. After
Boot camp is next weekend. Yep. And I think, I'm not sure if it's 2 weeks of boot camp or one. I can't remember now. Now they've gone into these two shows each week. It's confused me a bit, but I think it's 1 week of boot camp and 1 week of judges' houses. And then I'll be back. I'll be back for the live shows.
Next week. We will be here next week without Rob. Andy Holding will be here to have a chat about Strictly.
Oh, so he's going to have a... So who's going to text me as pets? That's the main thing.
Yeah, yeah, are you going to... No, you can't. You're not allowed to bet when you're on honeymoon.
Are you going to put me on?
That's a rule.
I can't bet in America and I can't bet on honeymoon. So I'm struggling here.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you going?
New York.
Nice. What for? How long for?
I'm off to Simon Cowell's villa. A few days. Seven.
Are you staying there for the full length of your honeymoon?
Yes.
Oh, fun. Have you been to New York before?
I've never been to New York.
It's
I've been
fantastic.
To America three times
as
before,
you might
but never to the Big Apple, as they call it. I don't know why they call it the Big Apple.
You'll find out when you're there. Oh. Don't want to ruin that surprise for you.
Just thought I had big orchards.
Some great things to do. We'll talk about it afterwards. I've got a lovely restaurant underneath the Brooklyn Bridge. Seriously.
I've been told about there's a really nice restaurant underneath some bridge, but I can't remember what it is. It's not the Brooklyn Bridge. We're talking a sort of... Is there one underneath? Where's the big train station? Penn. It's not Penn Station. It's the other one.
Grand Central.
Yeah, there's a really nice restaurant underneath Grand Central Station.
Thing is, everything in New York's worth visiting because you're like, yeah, this is Grand Central. Even the railway station's amazing.
To be quite honest, it's better than Leeds, isn't it?
Well, yeah, probably. Leeds is a great place, though. But, New York does just edge it, I would imagine. Okay, happy with X Factor?
Yeah, X Factor can go.
Thanks. Strictly Come Dancing then returns a week on Saturday. Not what the William Hill website says.
Hang on a minute. It's a week on Friday.
Oh my God.
It's a week
really?
On Friday. It's 27th.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah, it's 27th.
I'm going to find out.
Double header Friday and Saturday night.
This is crazy.
I've had a word that our ex-rugby league compiler, Mr. Mark Lightfoot, who is a regular of the podcast. Well, he was a few years ago.
Was he?
He's the official...
When was he going to do it?
He's the official Strictly Come Dancing trader.
He's never been on this podcast.
Not on this
Lighty.
One. No, he has been on the rugby.
Would Lighty... Oh, yeah, Lighty was on... One. Yeah, he was a regular. Do you think Lighty would like to appear on the podcast? Do you think while you're not here?
We could... Maybe
he's welcome.
Maybe you could ring him in running and see if he could...
I'll ask him. I will ask
get
him.
Get him on Trader Talk. Live.
You know, the fact remains that the videos are on the BBC's website, the First Steps videos, and very illuminating they are as well. The best, I haven't watched every single one of them, right? Because they're not all available. That's the reason why.
Yeah, but keeping a few for punting purposes, aren't they?
The ones that I thought were most interesting were Patrick Robinson. He looks very good. His steps look fantastic. He's a big guy, fit guy, but very good. Good feet for a big fella, you know what I say, in football. I liked him a lot. Susanna Reid, I'm not so sure. They're already making excuses, Rob, about the hours that she has to work and how she's going to be so tired. And, you know, her partner was like, she's enthusiastic, which I never think is a good
thing.
Could
it be a tragedy? Where's my steps? Tragedy.
Yeah, nice. Rachel Riley looked a bit clumsy. Looked all right, though.
Oh,
didn't see a lot of her.
I wouldn't. I don't care. If she does the housework and stuff and looks nice, she can be
sexist,
as clumsy as she likes, to be clear.
Another one I thought was interesting was Mark Benton.
You know Ron Atkinson's ringing you, don't you?
Yeah, but you know, you're more important than Big Ron.
Do you want to stop to ring to speak to Ron?
Shall I? Hey, Ron. Yeah, what is it?
Oh, pardon. Continuing to play your favourite music.
Yeah, Strictly. So, Rachel Riley, that's highly sexist of what you were saying before Ron rang. So I want you to take that back. You're getting married on Sunday. You need to relinquish your sexism.
Can I just say that you got your invitation there?
Yes, I have. Thank you very much.
I'd already...
Much.
Do you know what?
Has DK got one?
No. I haven't seen him. I don't even know where he is. Has brilliant. He disappeared?
I'm going to take a picture of this and send it to DK.
Don't, because it just upset him.
Brilliant!
I've only invited...
Superb! I want to upset him.
I've only invited you because I had two spare places.
That's nice as well.
Yeah, it's nice, that.
Yeah, not my mummy and daddy.
No, it's not your mummy and daddy, no.
It's blank.
Yeah, that's how
thanks,
it's Robert.
I really appreciate that. It's very nice. Very nice, yes.
There you go.
I never knew that was your middle name. Farquhar. That doesn't fit the image. Robert Farquhar Dixon.
Well, I don't say there's a lot of middle names which I've missed out.
Let me just take a picture of this and send it to former podcast colleague. Dave
I genuinely
Connor.
Haven't
Can't
seen him.
Can't bother to be coming on the podcast anymore.
Where is he?
I think he's off today.
Again?
Why is it not? It's not focusing. Or is that my eyes?
Your eyes. Have you tried turning your phone on and off?
Brilliant. Yeah, thanks for the invitation there, Rob. It's much appreciated. Very nice.
Well, you don't have to turn up.
But getting back to Strictly. So Patrick Robinson I was interested in. We haven't seen them all. Mark Benton looked a little bit...
Problem with Mark
he's
Benton.
A bit big, isn't he?
He's a big,
he's not got the
he?
Right physique yet,
no.
has he?
So I don't think he's ever going to have that physique. He's not going to turn up like Artem or somebody like that, is he?
The most illuminating of all was Natalie Gumiday, because she's supposed to have some fantastic experience of dancing and has trained as a dancer, etc., etc., etc. It was like a 2.5 minute video showing absolutely no dancing
just walking,
whatsoever.
Just walking,
she walked,
up and down.
Up
she
and
walked.
Down.
I'll tell you what, if this was Strictly Come Walking, she is nailed on to win this.
And that only means, Rob, they don't want to show us because she's far too good.
Of course she's good. She's miles better than everybody else, and they will during the course of the show, just they will be so critique on her.
Just fair enough.
They will be marking her down. She won't be getting the high scores that somebody like Ashley or Rachel will probably be getting the high scores.
Yeah, early on.
There will be value in the high score markets.
Yeah. The ones I'm interested in seeing, Sophie Lispector, I know she's your bet, isn't she? You fancy her to do well. I'm interested to see Ben Cohen as well. And I'm also interested to see Abby Clancy, see how she gets on. So look out for those videos. They're on the BBC's website. You can watch them yourself. You don't need us to report back. Fairly self-explanatory when you see how they are dancing. And as I said, Andy Holden will be here next week to deliver his expert opinion. There's nothing else to report on the betting side of that, is there?
No, it has been very quiet over the last...
It's a bit of a weird time, though, isn't it? When they do the first show, they have this big gap.
Then there's a gap, isn't there? Yeah, I don't know why there is that big gap, isn't there? But I suppose...
Give them a bit of training.
I suppose they need a bit of training, don't they?
Yes, fair enough. The RIBA selling prize is back out there. This is fairly soon, isn't it?
Yeah, this is October. This is 10th of October.
Yeah, so this is the one we were talking about a while ago when there was nothing else to talk about. Bishop Edward Chapel. That was about the 2-1 mark, I think, wasn't it? So it's been nibbled in a little bit to 13-8 and probably will win. Giants Causeway 5-2. Newhall B is a fancy kind of eco... housing estate in
these
Essex.
These were really thin, really little ones, weren't they?
Park Hill Phase 1 is a Sheffield City Centre development, 11-2. Astley Castle is a castle, 6-1. And the University of Limerick is 13-2. The Man Booker Prize is out on the site as well. Rob, it's a shame we don't do the William Hill Sportsbook of the Year betting. Because I've been interviewing all the previous winners.
I hear about this, yeah.
And it's I'm into it now. You know what I mean? I'm right there. So
yeah, I always look for the books.
No one else ever
the
does
books. The books arrive up sometime before Christmas, so it's always quite nice for Christmas presents.
So between the Mercury Music Prize and the William Hill Sportsbook of the Year, you just
Christmas.
Don't give anyone else. You don't buy anything. You just give them freebies that you got at work.
Don't need to.
Jeez. Jim Crace for Harvest. It's the 15-8 favourite to win the Man Booker Prize. Colm Tóibín, Testament of Mary, 72. Eleanor Catton wrote The Luminaries, and she's 72. Jumper Lahiri is 11-2 for the Lowland. No Violet Bulawayo is 13-2 for We Need New Names. She does.
She does. Yeah. She needs a new name. Yeah.
Ruth Ozeki for A Tale for the Time Being is 8-1. October 15th. That's awarded. The Emmys is still out there. We spoke about this last week, so no real change there. Have you seen any money for selections?
Yeah, more of for favourites. We saw Breaking Bad was quite well backed in yesterday. 8-3 on now from 8-15. Seen decent money for Bryan Cranston, 4-6 from 5-6 for Best Actor Drama.
We said that was a better bet, didn't we, than just Breaking Bad because it was too short. Stepping Out, outright.
We've had some breaking Stepping Out news.
Carl Fletcher's pulled out, hasn't he?
Yes, he has, because he's got a bad back, which hopefully won't affect his fight in about 7 weeks' time, I believe.
Yeah. You can listen to Bunce's boxing podcast for more on Carl Froch's day job. Ortiz Williams and AJ Arazi, 1-3. Brian McFadden and Vogue Williams, 5-2. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen and Jackie Llewellyn Bowen are 14-1.
Bunce back to winner last week, didn't he? Points? 4-7. I do vaguely remember because I was here.
And there was another one as well. He had another winner as well on the same night.
What was the standing count, was it? Oh, Garcia.
Garcia at 2-1.
Yeah.
Nice bet.
Good work. Listen, if you want to hear some winners, don't come to us. Boxing podcast is the place to be.
Yeah. It's been a bit of a messy podcast for the one before you went in.
Well, it has, hasn't it? It's been a bit of a shambles.
We're so on it in such a
It's made me nervous
effort.
Now that my big day is going to be a rack of nerves.
It can't
now.
Be I've any been, worse than this. I've been, last 20 minutes.
Exactly. So. I'm glad that my music is sorted and
everything. Should we finish with your unofficial wedding music?
Shall we leave with the wedding music and I walk out?
That's a good idea, yeah. Good luck, Rob.
Pleasure.
I'm sure everyone who listens to the podcast wishes you all the best for Sunday. Have a fantastic day.
Yeah, my mum said good luck.
You can download the podcast again next week. Rob won't be here, but I'll give you a little update on the wedding if it all went swimmingly and if she actually went through with it and didn't just leave.
Oh yeah,
because
you got an invitation, didn't you? And others haven't.
Yeah, I'll be there to watch. Thanks very much for downloading the podcast. Back next week. In the meantime, if you're having a bet on any of the specials markets, then very best of luck.
I hope you've got a divorce lawyer.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.